Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me. We are doing another episode of our Suffer Well devotional series. And this is just such a blessing, and I pray you're getting a lot out of this. So I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to get into a little teaching about this, because it's so much great information that we could just be blessed from. So we're going to start off today. The title is Inspiration, and we're looking at the inspiration of Yahweh, how He's going to bless us. And for those of you that are listening that aren't familiar with Yahweh or Yeshua, these are the Hebraic or the true names of our Creator and His Son. And Yahweh and then His Son Yeshua means Yahweh's salvation, or the salvation of Yahweh. So the names mean something special in Hebrew, and that's why we use them here on this show. So the first scripture we're going to read today is Jeremiah 32, verses 40 to 41, and it says, "And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them. I will put a desire in their hearts to worship me, and they will never leave me. I will find joy in doing good for them, and they will faithfully and wholeheartedly replant them, and I will replant them in this land." So that's the scripture verse we're starting off with today, and we read the devotional that says, "My inspiration takes on many forms, my child. So be on guard. It can incite a full spectrum of emotions. Some people obey swiftly and experience holy fear in proper time. Others rebel and only slowly adapt. Those who resist require an inspirational nudge, if you will. Although my nudging often feels uncomfortable, the fruit that blossoms from it is pleasing. I am a father, and I have appointed my son as your good shepherd. He sits next to me on his throne and reports to me daily. We have a unified plan for your life. It is a good plan specifically for you. My chosen child, your walls are ever before me. You are inscribed on my palm, the palm of my hand. As it says in Isaiah 49:16, it says, 'See, I have written your name on the palms of my hand.' Always in my mind is a picture of Jerusalem walls and ruins. We have access to all you and say and do. Nothing is missed. You must appreciate the greatest gifts. Not everyone shares the ability to call me Abba and call my son friend. John 15:15 says, 'I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confine in his slaves. Now you are my friend, since I have told you everything that the Father has told me.' I want to remind you of your main focus, your intended purpose. You have been appointed to bring honor and glory to our kingdom. Your thoughts and your actions point to our thrones. How could it be otherwise? You share our good news out of your zealousness for us. Do you not expect others to look on and analyze your witness? Do you not understand that the world desires your failure more than your success? Why do they, you ask? They want to believe our kingdom has nothing to offer them. Though they err, will you take the responsibility of knowing that this is the way of the world? Your actions cannot thwart our eternal plans, yet you must believe or behave as if it can. Take responsibility for the injustice you have, you bring to our throne room. You will walk what I talk. I require this of you. Remember, I will inspire you to do and nudge you if necessary. Yes, my loved one, it is, as I say, my inspiration, my eternal touch can be very heavy if needed. Glory is what we are due, and glory is what we will have. This is simply warning, a warning in love. If you are struggling with finding your purpose, might we suggest you slow down your effort to save the world and first find your peace or your place in it. Hint, your place in my call in your life. Your place is my call in your life. And remember, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Revelations 3:19 says, I correct and discipline everyone I love. So be diligent and turn from your indifference. Make sure your inspiration is of us. Then perhaps you will inspire many others. Come, ask, receive. It is our delight to guide you. So that is our devotional here this morning. And I want to remind you of these calls we have in our actions to be witnesses, to be bold and strong and to be witnesses. And to understand the enemy is trying to destroy our witness, to destroy our success. But Yahweh is going to inspire us if we get off track and to not let anything get us off track. When it says in the scriptures, a brother should not be a stumbling block to a brother. The world is trying to be a stumbling block for us. They want to see us fail to show us that Yahweh is not real and who he says he is. And he can't do what he says he can do. But oh, he can. But we must take this message of being a witness seriously in our actions and in our boldness to share with others. And then we could understand his plan for our lives and the love he has for us and what he wants us to fulfill in our lives. And what it all comes down to is taking up our cross and denying ourselves to be with him. He wants us to glorify him in every way. And we must be a witness to others. We must be a witness to others. I ask everyone listening right now, how many people did you tell yesterday that Yeshua died for them? How many people did you tell, whether it's through the internet, whether it's in person, whether it's somehow or some way, how many people did you say, you know what? Somebody died for you. Let me tell you about it. See, we have no problem asking a stranger for directions, but when it comes to telling people about the gospel, all of a sudden we get embarrassed. That's not a good witness. Yeshua died for us. He died for us. We are his. We died with him and we rise with him. And if we don't share and be a witness to that, we're just as bad as the man that was freed of his debt and then went and tried to collect his debt from someone else. We must share this amazing gift that's been offered to us with others. Just as somebody told you, we must tell others. The Bible says in Matthew 4:19, Yeshua called them to say, come follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. Isaiah 55:11 says, so if my word, it's my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. We are to be Yahweh's mouthpieces, and we are to go and let other people know this great gift that has been offered to us and given to them as well. It's a gift that we're to share with others and not hold for ourselves. Matthew 24:14 says the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all nations that the end will come. Just think about the life that you had and the life you have now in Yeshua. What an amazing gift. What an amazing gift. And he continues to nudge us and inspire us to live with him and close to him. And if we're not doing good enough, he'll discipline us, not to harm us, but to help us, to put us back in line. 1 Peter 3:15 says, instead, you must worship Yeshua as our Messiah, the Messiah of your life. And if someone asks you about the hope of Yeshua, always be ready to explain it. With joy and enthusiasm, we have to let people know Mark 16, 15 and 16 says, and he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every creature. Romans 10, 15 says, and how can anyone perish unless they are, how can anyone preach unless they are sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. This is what we're here for, to let people know. Everything else means nothing if we're not sharing the word. Matthew 9, 37 and 38 says, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask Yahweh of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. We are to be his workers. Every single one of us. Matthew 5, 16 says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see the good deeds and the glory of your Father in heaven. Remember, people are looking to knock us down, but we have to stand up. And without even saying a word, through our actions, we should be witnessing to others. And then the fruit is not about the big houses. The fruit is about the peace and the calmness in this crazy world. That's what people truly desire and need. And that can only come with Yeshua. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. Do not be ashamed of what he's done for us. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the good news about Yeshua. It is the power of Yahweh at work, saving everyone who believes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:8 says, so do not be ashamed of the testimonial about our wonderful Messiah. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of Yeshua, of Yahweh. You have an amazing testimonial. If you believe in him, something happened in your life to make that change happen. It's our responsibility to share that with others. Not just to ask them or tell them that somebody died for them, but to share your story with them. Let me tell you what happened to me. I was once where you were. I didn't believe. But this is what he did for me. And this is what he could do for you. Now I ask you, do you know somebody died for you? Ask people that. How many people did you ask that? This is what our calling is. To the glory to be to him. And he gives us the spirit to help us. Luke 12, 12 says, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Yes, the Ruach Kodesh. I prefer to say that. No, the Holy Spirit will teach us what we need to say and give us that courage. That's what Yahweh does. Matthew 10, 20, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. You don't have to be in a corner yelling with a bullhorn. You could be, but you don't have to. But you need to approach people, just as if you would ask them the time or for directions. You could let them know Yeshua died for them. Or hand them a tract that explains that. Say, hey, can I give you this? And just hand it to them. Something. What are you doing to get the word out? Just think about how much time you spend on the phone talking to people. How much time you spend browsing the internet. When's the last time you talked to people the words of the gospel? When do you ever browse the internet and type on your Facebook or your Instagram page, I want everyone to know that Yeshua died for you. If you want to hear my story, here it is. Or contact me if you want to know more. Romans 8, 26 says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for Yahweh gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Hallelujah. When we became a believer in Yeshua, we changed. Now we believe in him. How could you not want to share this message with the world? I always say, if you're standing on a street corner and somebody pulled out of a car, took a gun out and shot, was ready to shoot you, and somebody at the last second pushed you out of the way and took that bullet for you, oh, I'm sure you tell the whole world about that. Every day you tell everybody about what this man did for you. Well, somebody did do that for you. because we were about to die for our guilt. But somebody took it for us, Yeshua. And we need to let people know, just as if we would let people know if it happened the other way around. We need to preach the good news. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1-4 says, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and which you have taken your stand. By the gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. That Christ, our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, died for our sins according to the scriptures. That we were buried, that he was risen on the third day according to the scriptures." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is Yahweh breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." Ephesians 4:15 says, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow in every way into him who has heard, who is the head, into Yeshua." 2 Peter 3:9 says, "Yahweh is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. For it says in Ezekiel 33:11, I says, I take no pleasure in the death of wickedness. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. Never give up. Never give up praying. Never give up telling. And never give up speaking about the gospel." Ephesians 5:15-7 says, "Be careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Because the days are evil, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what Yahweh's will is." We have all these examples in scriptures. Acts 5:42 says, "And daily in a temple and every house, they cease not to teach and preach Yeshua." Jeremiah 1:7-9 says, "But Yahweh said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I sent to you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you. I will rescue you, declares Yahweh. Then Yahweh reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. I have put my words in your mouth." But we see them, as we read in Acts 5:42, they went daily and they did not preach it. We cannot be like that. We must preach it. It says in Acts 1:8, "But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to both Jerusalem and Judah and Samaria, and even to the utmost parts of the earth." We must get this word out. Mark 16:20 said the disciples went everywhere and preached, and Yahweh worked through them, confirming what they said with many miraculous signs. We must be willing to get the word of our Creator out there. He has that plan, and we must tell everybody about his love for us and his love for them. "Know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope." But this all starts with one thing. With one thing. Dying to ourselves. Dying to ourselves and living for him. That's what it comes down to. John 3 verse 30 says, "He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less." And that's the message we need to understand. He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. We should have nothing of ourselves and thinking of our flesh or our embarrassment or anything else, and go and preach that good news. Galatians 2:20-21 says, "I have been crucified with Yeshua, and I no longer live, but Yeshua lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live in by faith of the Son of Yahweh who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not set aside the grace of Yahweh, for his righteousness could be gained through works." Yeshua died for nothing. "I protest by your rejoicing when I have Yeshua. I die daily," 1 Corinthians 15:31. And Galatians 5:24-25 says, "Those who belong to Yeshua Messiah have nailed their passions and desires of their sinful nature to the cross. Let us follow his spirit in every part of our lives, because we're a new creation in him. This is the word we must be preaching and letting others know about and telling people about. We are new in him. Ephesians 4:22-24 says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off the old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on a new self created to be like Yahweh through righteousness and holiness. A new man, Colossians 3:10 says, which is renewed by knowledge after the image that in him that created him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Yeshua, a new creation has come and the old has gone and the new is here. Take the word to strangers. Take the word to your friends. Take the word to the world and let them know who you are. Let them know what it means to be born again. Let them know what it is to have faith and show them the true fruits of peace and love and joy and unselfishness and everything that goes along with the Holy Spirit and the true fruits of the works. And don't focus on the worldly things. We should have no fear or embarrassment to let people know this message. We should tell everyone, because we've been saved, that we're no longer slaves to sin. No longer. 1 Peter 2:24 says, and he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live in righteousness. For by his wounds we are healed. How many of you today are ready to get up and share this word with the world? The time is now, when the world is so fearful and living in stress. They're listening to the news more than they're listening to anything else. Well, give them the good news. Share the good news with them. They have nothing to fear in this world. Yahweh promises us he will take us under his wing and protect us. Nothing to fear in this world. No fear of man and the news and viruses or anything else. You know, people say to me that the Bible limits us because we're only supposed to do certain things. The Bible frees us. The Bible says the truth shall set you free. And the truth is that with Yeshua, we can do all things. Romans 6:1-6 says, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may be increased? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized by Yeshua Messiah were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through the baptism into death, in order that Yeshua, as Messiah, was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if you have been united with him in death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, and that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Romans 6:8 says, now if we died with Yeshua, we believe we also rise with him. And Romans 13:14 says, rather clothe yourselves with Yeshua Messiah and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Do you understand? We have to learn what sin is. And we have to know what sin is and have no desire to do it. As we read his word and we open up our minds to these things and we learn this truth, we'll be set free to have a mind set apart from this world. Then we could be a witness to the world. Romans 12:1-2 says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Yahweh. That is our purpose, as it said in the devotional today. This is your true and proper worship, to give the glory to him. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but by transform the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve Yahweh's will, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Good and pleasing and perfect. I remind you about Mark 8:38 that says, if anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous, sinful nation, generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes to his Father's glory in the holy of angels. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, do you not know that your bodies are a temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from Yahweh? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, honor Yahweh with your bodies. Remember, the honor and the glory to him is the best way we can be a witness. Matthew 22:37 says, love Yahweh with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. It's the first and greatest commandment. And then we go to Proverbs 3:5-7, which so many of us need today. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and shun evil. Just live for the glory that Yahweh gives us. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of Yahweh. Remember to edify yourselves, to edify others. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do in this world or deed, do it all in the name of Yeshua Messiah, giving thanks to Yahweh the Father by him. And I leave you today with Philippians 2:13 says, for it is Yahweh who works in you, both to will and both to work for his good pleasure. His inspiration to guide you and move you in the right direction if you're not moving fast enough. And it's painful sometimes, but through his discipline, he wakes us up, we hope, and he gets us on track. We need to be right with him if we want to preach the gospel. Live it and preach it, and all the glory be to him. That's our purpose here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for listening today. You can see more at the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and also support us there. And also our Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. I am telling you, my life has been completely transformed and continues daily, because it's a daily thing to die to him. It's a daily thing to die to our flesh and to be born again with him and to live it and share it. That's why I remind you and tell you, share it with every day the gospel. Somebody died for you. His name's Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. Let me tell you my story. Share it today. Share it online, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. Share it in person, everywhere you go. If you have an opportunity to speak to somebody, and you do, share it. Get some tracts and hand them out and let people know about the gospel, the greatest gift that's available to them. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you all. And remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Do you believe in miracles? At LifePoint Church, we believe that Jesus still works miracles in our lives, and we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to invite you to join us as we come and experience God's power. We are a multicultural church, and we have services every Sunday in English and Portuguese. We are located in Palm City on 34th Street. Find out more at golifepoint.org or call 772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon. You are here.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are